Record at the tone.
Beep. Flat blue line. Maybe too flat.
Saw the movie last night. It was good.
Was there a movie?
Captain Marvel. Captain Carol.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Was it good?
It was good. It took some weird choices, but
yeah,
I can't talk about them without spoiling stuff. So
sounds good.
Definitely diverged from the comics.
Yeah, but Brie Larson was good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought she did a good job. You know, Coulson and Fury are always a good time. And it's good stuff. I enjoyed it. It's a lighthearted romp.
Sam Jackson got to play young Fury, so he didn't have a stick up his ass the whole time. He was entertaining.
It was fun. It's not good. Guardians level fun, but it was good.
No, nor should it be.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Anything to add or change to this here show?
Boy, I don't know. Do you have your usual good idea for a support?
Nicotine patches?
No. I don't know what that means.
They help you support
Oh, nicotine.
You.
I thought it was smoking. I didn't hear the end, and I was like, I don't know what nicotine is. If this is something new that the kids are smoking.
And Nick Control is Nick Control. He will follow you around and punch you in the face every time you want a cigarette. The Rock.
Oh my God, get a new chair.
You say that weekly.
I need to go through the supports again and make sure that I have them all. Because I think, I'm pretty sure we're done. Like, I've gone through all except the Infinity Stones.
What? Did we just talk about this last week?
Yes, we did.
You've done 49 of these things? That's a whole year's worth.
There are 49? Then I'm definitely missing a few. But I'm probably missing the ones that were most recent.
Because it tells me I have 28 out of the 49.
I was going to say, did we talk about Hope Summers?
That's the one I'm doing today.
Oh. I got two supports in cover opening vaults recently. I've already forgotten what they are. One of them was definitely the Taskmaster's sword. I just got to get a Taskmaster and I'm on my way.
It works for everybody that's a hero.
Okay. All right. I got a support. I got a character. I've got an infographic that I haven't really taken some time.
The Safari Joe cover?
No. Where's that?
Oh, in the infographic.
For Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
No, I was laughing at the Let's Go to the Mall right above it.
Exactly. Where do you want to go today, Robin?
Go to the mall today.
They made that my ringtone on my phone at my desk at work. So every time someone calls my desk, you hear, "Everybody come and play." And it makes me laugh. And I almost never, you know, like, I try to like wait as long as possible to answer the phone because I want to hear how far into the song I can get. Like, as soon as she gets to, "Let's go to the mall," if I don't pick it up right then, the call will go to voicemail.
All right, so an infographic, an out-of-game support, and there was something else I did, too. Oh, Character of the Week. All those are ready. Oh, I got to learn about. Oh, no, I don't. I feel like I've done Sentinel enough times that I can just.
Yeah, the one thing that in the list that I'm familiar with.
What, Sentinel?
Yeah.
You know about car driving rider?
I don't, but I have I have a link opened to tell me about what he may or may not do. Clearly, I don't, because I was scrolling and I was like, "Does he have only red and green powers?" And I was like, "Oh no, there we go."
We want to open the channel.
Yeah, open the channel, start the show. Flynn's Arcade is back.
See nationwide.
Squid is the winner.
What do you got over there? Squid marks. Let's go to the mall today. I still think, I don't know, Circles in the Sand also gets me, too. I like that one, too.
Sandcastles in the Sand?
That's what it is.
Circles in the Sand would be a reasonable title.
We got P.S. I Love You.
Yeah. And Sandcastles in the Sand.
And what's the beaver one?
Oh, man. Wasn't that like on a variety show, though?
No, that was when she was a pop star who had a show where they were in space with Alan Thicke.
Yeah, with Alan Thicke, and she had a best friend.
And there was a robot.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Was it the best friend, the Pussycat Dolls?
Oh, I don't remember. I've only seen that episode like one or two times, so it's not. We'll give you the answers to HQ Trivia, so there's your answer. Solves that problem.
Tomorrow, important HQ Trivia.
Uh-oh. What's that all about?
Harry Potter Trivia tomorrow.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, as long as you get your wife to not play again.
I'm totally playing it this time. So
finally.
I'm going to win that 38 cents.
Good. I haven't played that game in a long time. Maybe I'll revisit it. I feel like you should be all ready. Didn't you? Didn't you go to Hogwarts?
I did. I went to Hogwarts. I went to, King's Cross Station. I was all over the Harry Potter universe.
You should be just packed full of Harry Potter trivia.
Nope.
You are already packed full of Harry Potter trivia.
It's true. No, I am a Slytherin. Come on. Hufflepuff.
He's totally a Hufflepuff.
Nope. Every time I take the test on the webpage, I comes back Slytherin. I have my Slytherin socks. I have a Death Eater wand.
I think Donkey Teeth has a sorting hat. I think he knows.
All right. Are you ready to get this thing rolling?
Do it, Doug.
9:04 is in the PM.
Yeah. I was ready 4 minutes ago.
Okay, then. Welcome to the 185th installment of the Crystal Ship, where we talk about all things about America's greatest poet, Jim Morrison. Oh, no, wait. That's my Thursday show. No, it's the Puzzle Warriors 3, where we talk about Puzzle Quest at least 12.8% of the time. I'm Craig. I'm the only one with me. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got SneakyBeat15. That's Ian. Hello, hello.
Hello.
I am the Lizard King.
That's right, baby. I can do anything. All right, so this is the week of 320 to 327. Happy St. Patrick's Day for all those folks from the other day. What was that, Sunday?
Yes.
Saturday? I don't know.
It was Sunday.
All right. Your Deadpool dailies this week. You got Red Rags. Thursday is Kamala Khan. Friday is Blue Pietro. Then you got Green Wanda, Red Vision, Purple Strange, Purple Thanos, and Blue Hawk Guy. Over in the 5-day 4-star co-race! Of the Titans. On the 14th, when last we spoke, Ian still hadn't attempted Spider-Gwen, I don't think.
Oh, it went well.
All right.
I cherry-bombed his daylights right out, and he was like, help, I lost! And it was good. So I got that went well, and today I gave, could have been today, it could have been yesterday, I gave the other Crash a try, and
on your Hawkeye on Hawkeye action?
Yeah, Hawkeye puts out a respectable amount of damage. So Hawkeye didn't really hold up as well as I thought. As long as I was able to, deny blue, because once you get that blue rolling with Hawkeye, he's a little bit of a menace. But Hawkeye was just like, I'm looking for trouble. Here, have some damage. I'm throwing boomerangs. Have some damage. I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah.
Worked out well.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Ray had no problems?
Yeah. The first time, no problem.
All right. Number next is one of Ian's favorites, Hulkbuster.
Oh, busting some Hulks.
Make some red and punch your way to victory.
Yeah, really. match red or black and win the day.
I suppose that's true.
Maybe deny green if you feel like it. You shouldn't need to, though.
Yeah, just punch him in the face, you win. Your story land, you got your Web Wonder running now. That'll get you 3 hoods, I'm still saying Talos, even though I saw the movie. Top folks get Mordo, and then it is Magneto. That's followed up by the Hulk. That'll get you 6 big Magneto covers, 2 Mordos, a Mario Lemieux amount of CP. Top 50 folks get Scott, and 51 to 400 is Mohawk. PvP land, it is the power, 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 wheels, wheels, wheels season. Too Many Secrets is running now. That'll get you Rocket and Groot, a Fury, and CP. 15 of them, you might say. Top 10 folks get the ever-popular Sandman, and 11 to 50 get Sleeves. So that's followed up by Lord of Thunder, which gets you Thor, Sandman, those same CP. Top 10 folks get you Shuri, and 11 to 50 is Beast. In the Shield Simulator this year, you can get Angel, 3 Falcons, and good old Magic. I need me some more Magic covers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the Superhero Showdown. Uh-oh. You all ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Ding, ding.
Last week, we had Dragon Man versus Patsy. Who wins?
Well, I think we all know who wins that fight.
Hellcat. Hellcat.
It's Patsy so, in a lock.
I believe on Reddit there was only the one comment that said that Dragon Man was retconned to be smart and to have additional powers, so no idea why he was added to this list, but you're bringing more diversity than universities, so there's that. But Hellcat wins on merit.
Yeah!
I'm not really sure how you got there, but all right. Every other vote was for Dragon Man. So... The winner Yay. Was Dragon Man.
Boo. For shame, people. For shame.
I'm on a hot streak.
Shame.
Back on a winning streak.
Ding.
Let's see if I can maintain this.
Shame. Ding. All right. So this week in the Icosagon, we've got the Sentinels versus the Champions of Xandar. Who's All right. taking who?
So, and again, if I remember... See, I don't think it was. It's never been plural.
I know, but I keep saying it.
Right. It is. It is. Yeah. It is one.
Mark one.
Mark
Sentinel.
One Sentinel versus the Champions of Xandar.
But I was trying to make it, you know, more of a fight.
It could be. I don't know. They were the as we pointed out in the past, the Champions of Xandar were easily overcome by just Nebula. Most of them are dead today, except for Nova. Because of Nebula. All the Champions of Xandar. So
was it Nebula that I know? Because in my thing, I read the world-conquering alien Nebula. And I don't know if that's Nebula.
There's only one.
Okay, I only know of one.
Yeah.
She's world-conquering, huh?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
No champions can stand in her way.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't have Nebula on your team, so you just got to Sentinel it up.
Are any of the... Champions mutants.
Ooh, I don't believe so.
Ooh.
So the list I have is Nova, Powerhouse, Comet, yeah. Crime Buster! Diamond Head, and Dr. Sun.
All right, so I think I could defeat Crime Buster.
Yes, easily.
No well. Way. Crime Buster's a giant AI tank and he will mess you up.
That is all incorrect.
Crime Buster! I love that movie. I got Maybe my DVD no. copy. You guys gotta come see it.
No. No dice. You can bring it on Sunday.
That seems unlikely.
That's our only chance to watch it. I'm sorry. So I think overall, the, you know, it's Sentinel. He's a Sentinel. He's got super strength, flight. He is incredibly durable. I think he could... electrocute and trap and punch his way through several Champions of Xandar.
But I'm pretty sure the Champions of Xandar have at least 5 members, if not 8. Because later they were joined by Protector, Nova Prime, and Rom, an alien space knight. I have no idea who that is.
All right, so Crime Buster and Rom.
Rom Space Knight? You don't know Rom?
I do not.
Man, he had his own comic for a long time.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. News. News to me. Oh, now that I have actually looked it up on the internet, I do never read any of it, but
yeah.
I do recognize.
There you go.
But yeah, I don't know. I think, again, group against a single, I'm pretty sure we're good. If it were like, you know, if you got 5 Sentinels versus my 5 champions, then, you know, pretty hairy. I mean, really hairy.
That's it. There you have it.
Leave it up to the people.
One superpowered Mark One Sentinel versus any number of the Champions of Xandar in addition to Crime Buster.
Crime Buster!
Worst.
You don't understand how good this movie is, I'm telling you.
I do, and it's not.
It's got Andy Kaufman. It's fantastic. All right, folks, you vote. I didn't know what I just said there. I was in English. I think I said all you votes go vote. I don't know.
Unless it was just like, vote.
You should vote. We got very few votes last week. I think people just took it for granted. So you should vote this time. Nobody, it's all up for grabs.
Yeah.
No, we've already got what we've already got the most important vote in.
We do. I already had that one marked down though.
All right, let's get down to the news.
News, talking about news.
You got like a day left, I think, and if you buy some CP, you get yourself some extra CP.
CP's for sale?
I don't know that it's really for sale, if you get extra ones.
Tell me more how this works.
If you buy, you know, Asgard Treasure, Rich Deposit, Stark Sally, or Motherlode, you get bonus CP for yourself and your alliance.
Oh, okay. So if I buy hero points.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Those are words.
Yes. When I buy hero points, like a Stark salary, specifically a Stark salary.
Well, any of them.
Not the Logan's Loonies.
Okay, fine.
Then you get...
I don't know. I don't buy stuff.
Bonus CP. I'm just trusting these people.
I
believe in them. They love this game, and they are pillars of this community.
In any case, if you buy the big one, you get 10 CP instead of 7.
Ooh, I like it.
So if you're in our alliance, buy some stuff.
And if you buy half of the big one, you get 4 instead of 3.
Cool.
You should buy the big one.
What else we got? I've lost a click. There it is. There's the Storied Legend store just came out.
Interesting. Ooh.
For 25 CP, that'll get you a 15% chance at Doctor Strange, Thanos, and Old Man Meatbag. So if you're looking to flesh out any of those 5 stars, there you go. I spent about 200 CP in that store, and I did get 1 Thanos, but I got a couple of bishops, which let me chant my bishop, so I was happy with it.
Wow. Yeah. That was much better than the feed forward that I got.
Yeah.
Which was filled with what I like to call lies.
I forgot about the Thanos until right now. I went, oh yeah, I did get a Thanos.
I forgot about the facts until I found out that I got some really helpful 4 stars and a 5 star instead of 0 5 stars and some 4 stars I don't remember.
But I don't have Thanos champed, so it just went into a saved cover.
Right. But still.
So
someday.
I'm not doing anything with it. But.
I like a couple comments. Flynn's Arcade says a champed bishop is a game changer. That is absolutely true.
Yeah, he sucks to play against.
And I gotta tell you, Donkey Teeth said, you sit on a throne of lies.
I hate fighting against bishop.
But you mentioned Thanos. I gotta mention, on day 1735, you can get a Thanos cover from your daily resupply. Because I just got one yesterday.
All right.
I thought that was interesting.
That'll go on the same stack as well.
You got a Thanos from your resupply?
Yeah. 1735.
I'll get that someday. I was going to say someday soon, but I feel like I have fallen way behind you.
Man, that's like 55 days from now on my chart.
All right. So that's like a month for me, maybe. I can't be that more than 30 days behind, Ray. That would be weird. We'll find out soon.
Yeah, my tomorrow is 1680.
Okay. During one of these segments, people will suggest that I open up Steam. When we do that, I'll tell you more.
There you go. Patch 174 notes. These are short and sweet. Reduce the loading time it takes to enter a new event. Well, that's nice. The game no longer crashes when you launch the game while using a proxy. Not sure who was doing that, but there you go. And push notifications are working again on iOS. I can't say that I use push notifications on those, so don't know that I noticed. But there you go. Nick Fury. That's a guy. He's got himself a new costume.
Ooh.
He's got like this sweet kind of, I don't know, is that leather-like jacket? I don't know. He's got a tie. Yeah. He's got Carol's pager on his hip.
Well, it's Fury from the new movie, so.
Yeah.
He's even got this, an eye?
He's even got the stitches above his eye.
Hmm.
He does have stitches above his eye. That also brings with it the both eyes open vault. Which runs from the 18th to the 22nd. 41 items in that vault. 1 Fury costume, 2 latest legends, a Nick Fury and Agent Coulson. There's 3 super soldiers, 3 battery men, and 3 gray suit Black Widows in there. So if you're looking for any of that, hit that vault. I think that's really all there is in Newsland.
That was a ton of news.
There was some kind of shooting today in State College.
Yeah, local news. I heard about that.
What?
They had to block off Easterly Parkway and like old Gatesburg Road there.
Oh, the only thing I heard was that one of our officers actually discharged a weapon.
So. Yeah, I have no details outside of what the radio is. Maybe I'll find out more tomorrow.
Ray, was the shooter my dad?
I don't think so.
All right, cool.
The only shooter that I am aware of was actually the cop, so...
Okay.
Hey, all I know is it was an officer was involved in the shooting. That's all I've, all the information I have.
Perondiak did list another bit of local news. We have a new Duncan.
Yay. That's it.
On Benner Pike, if you're headed towards, Bellefonte.
Have you been out towards the mall recently?
Yes. Sure, probably.
Have you been out there this week?
No.
Seems unlikely.
You know that big brand new sheets they put out there?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they demolished that.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It was, a couple months old, so they decided to wipe it and start over with a new building.
Right. Well, they have to add inside restaurant seating so that they can sell you booze.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
I don't know. I reached out to my Sheets contact, and he said, yep, the new building is sweet, and, he's working on it right now.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Because I saw that it was gone yesterday, so I texted him, and I'm like, dude, what happened to your Sheets? It's gone. He's like, yeah, I just started rebuilding it this week. You know, the new building's sweet. Just wait. I said, okay. That was my news.
Yeah, when we headed over there to watch Captain Marvel, and we drove by and we're like, hey, that Sheets they just put in is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they assemble those like Legos. They just tear one down and build another. And
right. And I'm assuming you mean the one right there on the corner of Benner Pike and road that takes you to the highway, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So by just put in, that's like me saying recently reworked. You realize that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it only like 4 or 5 years old?
It was months old a moment ago, Craig. Like, well, there was a sentence. Sheets has got to be at least 10 years old.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Actually, if you want to know for sure, they actually built that building in 2002.
Okay.
They renovated it 10 years ago.
Okay.
And now it's a... I'm reading the text I actually, got when I questioned about this building. Wait until you see the new building. It's pretty sweet. Original building was built in 2002. Remodeled 10 years ago. It's due for new building. It was not big enough. So...
That's true.
That was my insider information on that Sheets.
So the recently reworked Sheets on the Benner Pike has been torn down.
That's right. but I got a Sheets guy. That's all I have to say.
tell him to give us free motos for the show. And
yeah. He gets free coffee every day. I mean, he's got that going for him.
That hardly seems worth it.
Yeah.
You could get practically that at Burger King. Did you see that deal?
No.
Yeah.
You can buy a membership to get coffee at Burger King now. You give them $5 a month. You get one cup every day for the entire month.
Do I just get free chicken nuggets, too? Because they might as well just throw those in.
They're
like a penny a piece.
They are. They have really devalued the nugget at Burger King. They like it's crept back up from 99 cents
to $1.49.
Yeah, to cover those extra spices that they have to add to the spicy nuggets. Those are expensive spices.
It's chock full of turmeric and something, I don't know.
Saffron.
I'm just crazy about saffron. Saffron's crazy about me.
Do-do-do. Go. Craig Mellow Yellow. Okay, sorry.
Can we move on now?
You can start the next segment now,
yes. All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Robbie hits the road.
All right. We talked to you guys about my least favorite version of Ghost Rider, but probably one of the more potent ones in the game. I don't really know, but I'm going to learn it. I'm going to learn as I tell you about this red, green, and black 5-star Ghost Rider. Hellride costs you 9 green AP, creates a 2-turn green repeater tile that destroys up to 3 surrounding green, red, or black tiles.
I'd like to point out that was not my chair.
Nope, that was totally me.
All right.
I had to lean in. My recently reworked eyes are not able to see. In fairness, I did have LASIK surgery, so comparatively, they are somewhat new. But let me tell you back to this power. So yeah, what I said, it blows up some stuff. It doesn't tell me anything about, like, you get the AP for the stuff it blows up or why this is appealing to me in any way. Oh, they do. You deal damage for the tiles destroyed, it looks like. Because it says, as it increases in level, you create 2, you create 3, it goes down to 1-turn repeater, and it destroys...
The tiles destroyed deal 3 times their damage.
It does decent damage. It's not great. It's not...
Right.
It
seems indifferent.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge it poorly yet. Let me read about Chain Whip first. Cost 7 red AP.
Chain Whip. Whip.
Whip. Stuns a target for 1 turn and creates a 5-turn red countdown tile targeting the stunned enemy. While the tile is on the board, this power becomes Judgment Day. And whenever that enemy takes a match, they take extra damage. It goes up to, it's an 8-turn tile, and it does 914 damage when targeted enemy makes a match. Judgment Day.
T2? It's a good movie.
Is it? What am I thinking of? What is the movie with Dennis Leary and some other folks and stuff happens? That's similar Judgment to Night. Judgment Day. Judgment Night.
Yes.
Okay.
I got it right before Grinch said it.
Yeah, that had a great soundtrack.
I love that movie. More than I should have.
For sure. It was a good movie.
It's no Heartbeeps.
Yeah, it's much, much better. Remove all of the Chain Whip tiles to deal 3,000 damage.
Steven Dorff is in that movie.
Is in what, Judgment Night?
Judgment Night. He's the younger brother.
I believe that's when he was that when he was starting to peak? Was that right before his Blade and Deuces Wild days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, he really came back around with this new True Detective.
Yeah.
He was exceptional. So anyway, that's does a really small amount of damage for a 5-star, so I was baffled by that ability. Let's see what Damnation does. 10 black AP. It deals a small amount of damage, and if the target has dealt the most damage on the enemy team, deal a little bit more? That is
odd. It's like this sad penance stare.
No, it's way sad.
Yeah.
So you either deal 3,600 or 5,000, which is... This all seems sketchy at level 5. There's something I'm not getting. There's something I simply don't understand about Robbie Reyes, in addition to why he drives a car instead of a motorcycle.
Now, granted, at the level I have him at, he does 10,000 or 14,000. Mm. So, it's more.
Right.
But, yeah, the difference, 10,000 or 14, it's...
That's better. That sounds like a fiver. That green can't be the winning choice. This has to be a 3-5-5 guy. I do like the tile destruction that it provides, but I don't think it generates AP. It only does damage.
The internet is clearly a 5-3-5.
Ooh, Chain Whip was confusing.
Cool whip.
And actually, after the discussion we had on the show with the developers, I was really disappointed to find out that he was almost going to be Dan Ketch Ghost Rider, my favorite Ghost Rider, and turned into Robbie Reyes at the last minute.
Probably have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to thank for that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I think about that. Chair squeak number 2.
How come you never tell Ian to get a new chair?
Mine's not like an epidemic. Yours is a drinking game. Mine's a new thing. I'll put some WD-40 on it after this show, and everything will be better.
But my chair squeak is like short and sweet. Yours like is like a long groan from a slowly dying banshee. It's like,
see, it's like a perfect. It encapsulates both of our lives. Craig's is just constantly whining, and mine's like, I'm dying. Well, that's what's always sunny at Xandar. 5-star Robbie Reyes.
Ah, oh, man, why does anyone listen to us? All right, this week, let's see what's in the mailbag. What you got, Willie?
There was a decent amount of comments. First, I want to share a comment that Flynn just put up on the Discord. He said, not sure if you're going to talk about the 5-star Carol entering latest Legends. I don't think normally we capture that on the show. Maybe we should, who's ever in the latest Legends. But Cable is out, which is sad times for me. But he says, my alliance consensus is to wait until Kingpin leaves to start pulling tokens, as he is underwhelming.
I can't blame you there.
Yeah, I'm okay. I completely follow that logic.
That is a level of alliance unity
that I both admire and want no part of. You don't have to boss me. I will open any token I want whenever I want.
I hate you, Charlie Murphy. I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy.
What do the five fingers say to the face?
Salut!
Unity!
I don't even know how we got there, but it's still
I don't know. It was a real quick divergence.
It's a unity!
All right, moving on. Perondiac.
Yeah.
I heard him.
He said, I can set the bullet points to numbers, and he proceeded to post in Reddit with numbers instead of bullet points. Way too many numbers. I cut them at least in half. But here are the important ones. Pie is back, tuna and jello. Aspic with solids is pretty disgusting. Yeah, it is. A new character, Talos or Talos, if you would like. Nope. My brain has now sided with the Star Trek kids in pronunciation.
And yeah.
At first I was like, wait, what? Oh, right, Talos, A and B, yes.
Yeah, the Talosians.
The Talosians.
Yeah.
It took me a second, that's all I'm saying. He also said, interrupting the mailbag last week for Guy Fieri's story that doesn't involve punching him in the face is bad form.
I gotta get my wife to get me that picture. I'll put it on my Facebook or something. Me and that cardboard cutout of Guy.
Were you punching him in the face?
Nope.
It was just a cardboard cutout, man.
He was taking me to Flavortown.
I was gonna say, were you writing him in as the mayor of Flavortown on your latest ballot?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Yeah.
Comment number 5, supports. How do 2 of the 3 of the crew not remember almost a year of support talk? Thank you for being committed, Ray. You are welcome.
See, because to me, we just started this bit like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, we just started talking about supports like right after they built that Sheets.
Yeah.
And that was like a month ago.
I remember like I was on vacation or something. I came back and Ray and Ian are like, hey, we got a new segment. Here's what it is. And I went, great. And that was like weeks ago. I was partying.
Yeah. Well, in my mind, didn't we finalize this when we were coming home from pinball last year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So it has not been a year.
It is not. It has been 9 months.
Yeah. So only 9 months of supports. That's pretty new.
Couple weeks.
Any second.
The last thing he said was +1 for replacing Atherton Street with a monorail.
Yeah.
To which Norman B 616 said, monorail.
That's right.
And he then followed up and said, can we get a chicken and waffles news section in the podcast? At least this week. My life is incomplete until I hear Ray say, and in chicken and waffles news, there is a new chicken and waffles breakfast cereal.
I'd like to tell you how to make that happen. You head on over to our Patreon site. You subscribe for $5 a show, and then you send Ray an email and say, I would like my sponsored segment to be all about chicken and waffles, and I'll make that happen.
Ugh, that cereal looks gross.
So he says about the cereal, he has eaten it, and it's interesting and good, but not great. He says he's going to buy another box or two and hold on to it, either to eat later or sell on eBay once it's gone from the shelves, because stupid people will buy anything.
I like those Lucio O's that people were hoarding at BlizzCon.
Yeah. Hoarding. P.S. I purchased this at the Walmart on Benner Pike. So technically this is local news. You should probably read it twice to be safe. So, and then UNC Samurai followed up and said... if you go on that link, there is also maple bacon donuts cereal. Way to bury the lead.
Yeah, that could be all right.
That could be all right. That sounds actually okay. But Samurai also said on Reddit, Craigism of the week, quote, he's just a stupid smart robot, end quote.
He still shouldn't have won. I'm still upset about that result.
And D-Wing's trademarked wall of text. He says, listening to Craig and Ian somehow hold two different conversations about the same article was oddly soothing.
what were we talking about?
I don't remember, man.
Oh, okay.
Who looks forward to Craig's returning to work less, Craig or his work? and so Joe has to be dead after that pie. Yeah. Dead to the show, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
So... Oh, I completely missed it. We had another vote. I mean, it's not going to change the showdown result, but...
No way! Hellcat for the win! All right!
He says, okay, and I get none of these references, so... he starts off, stay with me. Rarity, unicorn master race, owns a cat for a pet, and is the unrequited love interest for a dragon. The cat treats her like cats treat their owners. The dragon is completely submissive. Using MLP logic, cat greater than dragon, Hellcat wins. I don't know what half that means. But thanks.
That does not track for me. I don't know.
Yeah. You'll have
Maybe that's what the kids are talking about these days.
I'm sure somebody gets it. As long as he gets it.
It's like Icatine.
He said, I grew up half an hour from Kokomo, actually born there, and the Beach Boys and Uncle Jesse completely oversold the place. Of course, it was in Indiana, so what are you going to do?
I think that's the wrong Kokomo.
I'm just happy that one of them is real.
Right, exactly. Another generational line in the sand. I'm a believer. Monkeys or Smash Mouth?
Monkeys, for God's sakes.
Smash Mouth last week.
Yeah, but it's the monkeys.
Yeah, but they're this generation's the monkeys. They're the monkeys with better soul patches.
Mom, Smash Mouth's in my closet!
Yeah, when every generation you need a group that only thrives when they're doing soundtracks for movies. So, you know... You could use maybe the Monkees, and then in the 80s you had Echo and the Bunnymen, and then in the 90s you had Smash Mouth, and then in the 2000s you had the Rascal Flatts, and that was that.
Next comment from D-Wing was, in all caps, Gesundheit! Yes, I left the sneeze in because we talked about it afterwards, there were jokes that were tied in, yeah, I couldn't edit it out, it wasn't possible. However, Ian did win the episode via the Atherton Street callback, so I don't remember what you said, but congratulations.
Woo! I'll put that in my win column.
He says, I, for one, welcome our soon-to-be-named network overlords. And finally, he said, he cannot wait for a 4-12 Steelers season.
Oh, it's
you,
coming.
You don't have to wait. It's this season. Just sit down for the 11-5 Browns. That's going to be something special.
Yeah, it's going to be something. I'm just looking forward to the, you know, like 2-12 Dirty Birds, so.
Yeah.
And yes, I know you people like to claim that the Falcons are the Dirty Birds, but no, or the Eagles, no, it's the freaking Ravens. Just deal with it.
All right, so that's all we got. That was the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah. And thanks, Samurai. I can't wait for that either. I want to see Vontaze Burfict run on the field and knock his own teammate out and be like, ha, take that, Brown.
That will be glorious because it'll happen. Or they will become the greatest friends and they're going to fly in together on a private jet, land it, and they'll get like a Harrier jump jet so they can vertically land it in the middle of training camp, jump out in like fur coats and a lot of crunk and just be like, woo, we're not practicing, suck it. Maybe that went a little too far in my dream. I don't know.
It did. You really dreamt that way too far down the road. Just take me to the infographic already.
Oh, man. What did that part of the show? Thanks, Willie. All right. So once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
Right. Let's talk about the boosted characters this week in Marvel Puzzle Quest. 3-star, the Black Panther T'Challa version is boosted. I think he's an all-around good guy. His black AoE will deal a ton of damage. Those strike tiles you get from his yellow and the protect tiles you get from his blue should see a nice boost this week. Blade the Daywalker, the soon-to-be remade Daywalker, because I think Disney got all those properties back this morning, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, did that happen?
Seems likely.
It happened this morning, I think. I think they got back the Fantastic Four, and they fully acquired Fox Entertainment.
All right.
So, with a little luck, Professor Frink will join AIM, and it'll be awesome.
So, with that in mind, I'm reminded, and I don't remember who it was, but one of the Marvel people tweeted a picture of a comic, and it was Doctor Strange and Namor on a comic on the cover. And so there's a whole lot of speculation about Namor appearing in the next Doctor Strange movie.
Okay.
And when asked about it, he was like, you know, we just, a lot of stuff would happen before that would, before that could happen. And this was probably the biggest thing that would need to happen.
Well, I mean, so. They're both members of the Illuminati, so.
Right, right. So, yeah, anyway, Marvel got all its properties back.
Yeah.
Disney now owns Fox Entertainment. Corporations will take over the world, and I will be a happy soldier for the People's Republic of Disney. But in the meantime, regular Blade is boosted. His black damage is increased. His strike tiles increased. His attack tiles increased. Daken, Dokken, and Daken, they are all boosted.
The Dream Warrior.
His blue damage is going to be increased, and his strike tiles. Is that all he does? He makes strike tiles, and he makes... Does he make protect tiles? I don't remember what he does. That's a shame. I know his blue is blow up some strike tiles and do some damage, and I know that...
Yeah, when anybody matches green, he puts out strike tiles, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Oh, and then he heals, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That's his other thing.
He'll heal for more.
Yeah. Otto Octavius, Dr. Octopus, 3-star sensation. When he shuffles enemy tiles, special tiles with his blue, that should do a lot more damage. His attack tiles from black should do more damage, and... Oh, he does something with his green, some stunning, which won't be affected, but it also does some damage. So good. Enjoy him. He's good times. Mohawk, Storm. Ah, boy. I was always down on her for some reason. People always, I don't remember what she does. Does she put out a lot of attack tiles with her black that all do one damage?
No, not the 3-star.
The 3-star? Oh, what's the 3-star do?
She does exactly that, but they do more than one damage.
Okay. Well, they'll do even more. She's boosted. Her yellow maybe eats up team-up tiles and does damage?
Yep, sure does.
Right. Her green does a little bit of damage, blows up tiles, and gets you AP?
Correct.
Right. I played this game once or twice. So she'll be a little better at all those things. So, now here we go. The 4-star game. Jubilee. I will never understand how I feel about this character in-game. It is more positive than I feel about her in the comics. And in the cartoons. But let's see what she does because I'm confused and forgetful about her powers. She'll deal a little extra damage with her yellow. She'll deal a modest amount of more damage with her her stunning purple. And she'll do a skosh of AoE with her green because she's a confusing player. Everybody's favorite, Kraven the Hunter.
Safari Joe.
Does it again.
Does it again.
Now, I've already seen some comments and some other reworks that he's been... Was he really reworked, or is everybody just trolling me? Or is he still awful? Or is he reworked and still awful?
Well, he's definitely still awful.
Okay.
He's slightly useful versus Gritty Kitty.
Yeah.
Okay. He debuffs special tiles, so that's a boost. Damage dealing, and...
Fighting around the world.
Yeah. Making movies, making songs, fighting around the world with scaled damage for his... Wounded Pride.
And Samurai says he has never been reworked. That's part of the problem. I didn't think so, but...
I didn't think so either. So poor Kraven the Hunter. Boosted. Now, let's talk about good old Mockingbird. Because I've heard that her red does truckloads of damage. And it'll do truckloads plus if she's boosted. I don't know too much about her other abilities because there seems to be no need. Extra damage, extra match damage with her purple? Craig's favorite, and extra, and now apparently teaming up with Doctor Strange, Namor, the Submariner, is
Aquaman.
Boosted.
Imperious Rex!
His Mercy deals extra damage. His Imperious Rex deals extra damage, and you can wrangle a little AoE out of his purple.
Mercy's for the weak, Sensei.
And lastly, the... Once awful, once mighty, and now okay-ish. Star-Lord, the 4-star living version. He does some AoE damage if you do his sleight of hand, and the extra damage you get from the oldest trick in the book will both be boosted, although people seem to you know, favor his yellow, because that's the useful power. And that will not be changed by him being boosted. So these are your boosted characters for this week. Let's see what I can find here in my Samurai Suggest corner. It's mostly sass. Sass. Or try using Mockingbird or Star-Lord. So...
I think the TLDR is, if you're looking to use these 4 stars, maybe find a different hobby.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of bums boosted this week, and Mockingbird. I like it.
Can I just say that, I mean, normally, and all the time, the graphic is fantastic. I love the references. But Mockingbird just got a picture of a Mockingbird? I mean, come on. You could put the symbol of, you know, House Baelish up there or something. That would have made my day.
Yeah, but... The Kraven the Duck Hunter.
Which is fantastic, yes.
Right. I mean, man, that one's a little beyond gold. You had to just put a Mockingbird there.
Just to Robin even it
Sparkles.
Out.
Robin Sparkles is over there. What more do you need?
Yeah.
You need to go to the mall today.
I'm just a big fan of Littlefinger, that's all.
There's a Johnny Karate. Come on. I am too. I have a statue of Lord Baelish staring at me while I do this show, along with a bunch of other toys, but... That one is specifically to motivate me.
Oh,
but anyway,
of which, hey Ray, remember that sweet Namor figurine I saw in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, I ordered it on Amazon. Should be here tomorrow.
I'm sure you did.
I'm super excited.
It's
Marvel Namor figurine.
Is it the one that had two faces? It had like
it did have one... multiple. Yeah, it had like many faces. I don't know what was up with it.
Yeah. It had like
the monster face, the robot face, and the Imperius Rex face.
It had one with like the evil goatee and one without or something. I don't know.
Namor and his evil twin Flexo. Listen to me now and believe me later. Those are all the boosted characters this week. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Funny times. All right, Ian, open up Steam. We got to open some tokens.
You're skipping a whole segment, you turd.
Oh, yeah. I totally did. I don't know. Aren't we out of supports? Did we cover them all yet?
We've been doing it for well over a year.
Yeah, this is like nonstop. Man, I remember so many of them so vividly. I thought we did them all. Let's go over to the support corner. Hey, Ray, do you have something to share?
I do. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ray.
So this week's in-game support is one of the last ones that that I actually have at least a 1 star in. This week is Hope Summers, Mutant Messiah. It is a little baby in a harness. You can equip to any X-Men of your choosing. Again, there's only one answer, though. So at 1 star, this support will give the supported character... The ability, when they make a match, have a 6% chance to improve a friendly strike tile by 34. Now, that's not a lot, but as it goes up, max level, 35% chance to increase a strike tile by 640. That's pretty significant. So, yeah, I like that. Rank 3, supported characters, base green match damage increase, standard match damage increase. Green goes up to 398 at max level. And at rank 5, start of the battle, there's a 15% chance to just gain 5 green AP. That works its way up to an 80% chance at the start of the battle, and it can go up to 6 green AP. I don't know if that's only at max level, or maybe it goes up pre-200? I don't know, but if you max it out, 6 green AP. And the special, when equipped to Cable, which is where she goes... There is a 20% chance when the enemy team matches a charged tile to deal 98 damage. That chance goes up to a 75% chance, and the damage goes up significantly to 1,862, from 98 to nearly 2,000 points of damage. So you're going to want to level this one up. In any case, Hope Summers, put her on Cable, because... Cable freaks out when you threaten Hope, so I guess that's fitting.
Yeah.
In my mind, not a fantastic support, but Cable's good enough already. He doesn't need anything fantastic, so that's the in-game support. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Hello, everybody. It's Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Ian.
Do you like buying stuff?
I do.
Do you like not paying full price?
I do.
Would you also like to think of a way to lure rubes into your store?
I would.
Try coupons.
Coupons?
Coupons, Craig. Coupons. These are
I got
both
any coupons.
A...
I just want a beer.
I don't understand that. Can you get discount beer?
It's a tater salad joke.
I don't understand that either.
Okay.
Who's tater salad?
Ron White.
I've heard of him. He's okay.
He had to get coupons to get his beer.
I'll have to listen to his stand-up sometime.
Okay.
All right. I'll get back to
and
you guys. I'm sorry.
I went over to get me a taco, and I didn't have any money. I said, do you take coupons?
That really went off the rails quickly. I should have like run it by you beforehand had I known. Like, hey, I'm going to do this later in the show. Is it going to get weird fast?
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, on one hand, if you're diligent about using them, you can get a lot of savings that to the point where I believe they've made some reality shows about, you know, doing it to the point where the grocery store stops working and everybody loses their job and you go home with too many things. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, most people never remember to bring in their coupons, and it's just a good way to lure people into your store with clever advertising and the promise of discounted merchandise and then trick people into buying other more appealing items.
I do remember one time getting groceries with my sister and they gave us back money.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That seems suspicious.
Yeah, she was like super poor at the time. So we were using some things. We're using like WIC checks to pay for. But,
oh, sure.
But it was like triple coupon day.
Oh.
So by the time she bought her other stuff that wasn't covered by WIC, and she
right.
used all of her triple coupons, they had to give us like $2 in cash.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That is wacky.
Two lottery tickets? Is that what that got you?
It should have. But,
this is like, you know, 1990 or 91 back then.
Oh, my God.
Four lottery tickets?
No way. 91? That would have gotten me a gallon of gas and a pack of smokes at Sheetz.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, those jacks Sheetz. For 99 cents?
You mean the Unimart?
No, well, you know, the Unimart, it would have gotten me like 8 hot dogs. I would have eaten like a king. A couple more of those coupons, I would have been well on my way to a 40. So there you have it. Coupons. You're out of game support. I don't want to get any further into coupons. I'm totally going to run everything by you guys before we start the show from now on.
Now, what's weird is just yesterday, one of the people I work with asked me if I said coupons or coupons. I was like, I kind of do both, to be honest with you.
Coup. It's clearly coup.
Yeah. However, I do say both. I also say coupons.
I grew up with coupons.
Yeah.
Oh, well, one and a half of you are wrong.
But I no longer, I lost that somewhere. So, well, you could also go with coupons.
Coupons.
That's 100% incorrect.
Do you take coupons?
All
right, let's move on.
Fortify yourself with coupons.
Hey, Ian, do you have Steam open?
You know I do. Let's go with I'm going to open two things today.
All
right. I'm going to give Carol Danvers a savage poke in this glowy eye that will yield nothing but a cold as ice Iceman token. But I hear there's a new vault that gives you storied legends. Let's see what's in that vault. Where are you supposed to poke Thanos? In that ear hole or in the other eye? How about the other eye? That gets me. Come on, Iceman. Nope. It's me. Pow.
Pow.
I think I might be able to use that one.
By the way, I have a recording of you saying that.
Flip, flip, pow!
And it makes me laugh every time I listen to it.
That's good. So, yeah, that takes him to 4-3-1.
Grinch reminds you, what day are you on?
Oh, sorry, I was adding a level to Roberto. I'm on, nope, aha, 1709.
Oh, there you go. So you're like 20, not even, what, 26 days away from your Thanos.
All right. So whoever took the under, check with Grinch.
And Donkey D says, when asked what day he was on, he said, Wednesday.
Barely.
Am I going or are you going?
I will poke Carol the Hedgehog right in her shiny chesties. It is a 4-star French word.
Thwip-thwip-pow. Thwip-thwip-pow!
Duffalod.
Croak madame, cloak monsieur.
That gets her up to level 272.
Voulez-vous coucher à Zetwa?
Zetwa? Yeah. Lady right. Marmalade!
Do it, Doug. Right.
We're going to give this a go. Oh, it's a 4-star. Imagine that. No, it's not imagine that. It is sliced sorcery.
Ooh.
I got a new magic cover. That
yeah,
was
you
worth
do.
It.
That's nice.
Totally worth it.
It was almost as exciting as a 5-star. Unfortunately, well, no, that's still good. She is now at a 1-2-1. So
that's all good.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, 3 cover, 3 powers. That's good deal. I'm happy with that.
All right. Thanks. Go out to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell you about the podcast network.
All right. We are part of a podcast network. We call it the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com, where you can hear a complete archive of all the shows on the network that will hopefully fill all your podcasting needs. We have some direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check this all out at Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. anything else for the Get of the Order?
Now that they own Fox, what do you think the chances are of poor Sabretooth ever getting in this game?
There you go.
You can hope. I would be down for a Sabretooth.
Yeah.
He would have to be a 5-star.
5-star blob, maybe.
Ooh, I'd be down for that, too. Nothing moves the blob.
No, they're both 4-stars. The only 5-star is going to be recently reworked Juggernaut.
I would be down for that. But we all know that the next 5-star is clearly Mojo. All right.
That seems unlikely.
Shush your face.
Highly.
Just because I don't see it, I don't see any, well, I mean, they could, like, why not? But, you know, I don't see any Mojo Marvel on the horizon. I hear they're doing a,
what I'm curious to see,
I hear they've got, if got an Eternals movie in the work.
Well, I'm curious to see, now that if Fox has merged with Disney, will we see any in-game promotions for Dark Phoenix? That's coming out here.
That movie?
Yeah, that's coming out, like, next month.
I don't know who is producing it. I mean, if it's already complete and it was under the Fox Entertainment, it will probably come out as Fox Entertainment and probably not be.
I don't know. Might get rebranded. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I have no idea.
I don't know the business side of this. I barely understand the comic side of this.
Yep. When did comics become a business? Trademarked by Joe. All right. Are we done? Let's move on.
Do it, Doug.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our site. If you want to go there and click on that there Amazon banner, buy some stuff, we get some pennies. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some stuff for whatever the next holiday is.
What's the Easter.
Oh, Easter. That's a thing. You can fill a kid's basket with Puzzle Warriors swag. They'd be
totally
ecstatic.
Send them on a scavenger hunt throughout the house filled with plastic eggs. Puzzle Warrior swag.
Yay. So that's all I got for this week. Bye for now. And remember, kids, if you mix them together, do you get Olaf? Good night, everybody.
good night.
Bye, friends. Flip-flip-pow!